The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here, and I am with Mr. Chris Cassidy. Say hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right. Chris Cassidy is one of our newer members coming on board with us, new to Grow My Cleaning Company's inner world. He's one of our new next level members, which is super exciting because I get to work with him all the time. Yay! And you get to go get to know Chris a little bit better today. And Chris is pretty awesome. So stay tuned for that. So let me just share a little bit of background about Chris. He started Empire Services LLC in June 2014 in Asheboro, North Carolina, and he's a commercial cleaning company. And Chris, tell us a little bit, give us your 2-minute story about where you started and how you got into this business.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for welcoming me to the show. So as Tracy said, I'm Chris Cassidy. I started back in 2014, which I knew a little bit about the cleaning industry, not very much. And that was just because of relationships that I'd had in the past with a guy that was an old Army buddy of mine. And he had started a cleaning company. I was really interested in it. And I talked to him about it, you know, along the way, and a couple other business owners. And then around 2014, I was really ready to make the jump. And so I started that, even though I still had a job at the time. I wanted to do that. So I bought a Janet King franchise, did that for a few years, and then I started Empire Services. And then from there, this is where, fast forward to where we are right now. So like I said, I've been in business for a few years and have quite a few employees, but you know, I still have a lot of the struggles that all of us do.
And which really leads me to the first question, Chris. What was that moment? What was going on in your business that you said, okay, this is it?
Well, honestly, I felt like there had to be a better way. You know, I knew that what I had been doing, and thank God I had my wife to help me with it as long as she has. But I knew what I was doing wasn't doing it. I really felt like there was a lot of potential in the market. I could see the potential in the market. I just didn't know how to best capitalize on it. I couldn't actually see myself at a place of really accomplishing something with the methods that I was currently using. And so a few months ago, my wife and I are talking about it, and I'm looking online. And of course, like I said, I saw Mike and I started listening to what he was saying. I was like, wow, that's exactly what I need. That's exactly what I want to know. And they were not even getting into the details of it at that point. But what he was able to touch, all the pain points that I was having, I'm like, oh, my goodness. So obviously, curiosity. I talked to my wife about it. We sat down together. We discussed it. We looked at a few videos and you know, we're both open-minded people, so we were absolutely on board with trying to make sure that this was something that we included in our forecast.
Awesome. And it's interesting you mentioned the pain points, because I think, you know, there's a lot of similarities from company to company that come into our world. But I'd love to hear from you, Chris. What were some of those specific sort of pain points, if you will, that you resonated with?
Well, I resonate a lot with the lack of personnel. You know, the summer of 2021 was rough on a lot of companies. And at the time, summer 2021, I was transitioning out of the workforce into, okay, this is it. I can't do this anymore. You know, I have a full-time business, a full-time job, a full-time relationship. Something has to give. And so the job was the thing that I wanted to get rid of because there were so many issues. You know, when you deal with lack of personnel, with COVID, with, you know, poor performance, bad hiring choices, it was almost a desperation to be able to get someone to work and then to have someone who was actually good at what they did. You know, it was one thing that we have a lot of people that would come in, but it was a very short life cycle. Right. Because after a while, I was like, hey, listen, this person is doing more harm than good. You got to do something better. Right. And so that all those things, you know, obviously led up to, you know, the end of the year. And I'm like, man, this is, you know, I don't know how much more of this, you know, we can do and still remain in business because people matter to me. And so what really meant a lot was being able to provide security and reliability as far as having a job and having those things that you could rely on and you could build your, you know, you could build your budgets off of, you could pay your bills, you could do things that would enhance your life. So I wanted to be able to continue doing that for a lot of people, but the only way I was going to be able to do it was to get better at what I was doing. If that makes sense.
So true. And hiring is such a hot topic right now, Chris, and everyone out there in Clean Nation, I'm sure that you have experienced that to a larger or smaller degree, but everybody's feeling it right now. Yeah. And I know we focus a lot of attention on that topic here inside, especially in Next Level. What would you say has been your biggest needle mover, the biggest like takeaway or aha about hiring since you've come into the program? What is that like? Share with everyone, what's one of the big transformations or transitions that you've made?
Well, I think I mentioned it to you on our last call. Was Mike helped me to realize what my true core values are. You know, I always had, you know, a textbook answer and he helped me understand is, you know, some of the answers that I gave were what I wanted to see and not a reflection of myself. Mm. So when I was able to actually know what my true core values are, then it became really easy to see it. When I was interviewing or when I started speaking to someone, I'm like, you know what? That person reminds me of me, yes. You know, and that was an aha moment. Cause I said, wow, I've been doing this wrong the whole time. You know, people will give you coined answers. They will give you, you know, best case scenarios. But when you get to know who that person really is at their core, then that's the only answer that you need.
That's so true. You said such a really profound, so important thing that I want Clean Nation, I want you to really hone in on. And Chris, you said it perfectly. You know, doing it the traditional way, right? Asking sort of the traditional interview questions and you're focused on their experience and where have you worked before, all that stuff will only give you sort of surface level kind of answers, and they practice those answers, don't they? So they kind of have the polished answer to give you, but it doesn't really show or reveal who they are. And with core values and core values interview questions, that just cuts through so much of the surface stuff, right?
Yeah, gosh, absolutely.
So important. It's so important, especially today. I would say in today's hiring environment where it's competitive, you know, employers are competing. It didn't used to be that way, but now more than ever, we have to separate ourselves from our competition by really attracting the right people who are going to represent us and stay and be amazing employees. So, wow, that's so important. You hit on it right on the head.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, when you were coming into our world, into Grow My Cleaning Company's world, what did you, I'll ask it's sort of a two-part question. Prior to coming in, what was your fear or your concern or hesitation maybe about making this leap, making this change and coming in and investing in your business in the way that you have? What did you experience during that felt like resistance?
Well, I felt the fear sort of compound. I had two things. I had my job, which offered me security and some reliability to a degree. And then I have my business that had a lot of potential, and it had so much potential that I knew it could provide everything, but I wasn't managing it the way that it should be. So it wasn't living up to its full potential. But I knew I had to separate myself from having a job and then focus my attention fully on this. Like I told Mike before, I said, you know, it reached a point where I was feeling my way or failing my way through things. And that was not comfortable. You know, as you go out and you don't have the proper tools, and always I like to tell everyone, I only have a certain amount of tools in my toolbox. And I know I can operate with those tools, but if I need to do more, then I need to go get more tools or more resources. And so that was what Grow My Cleaning Company offered to me, another resource, but it was more than just a resource. It was the resource that I needed to get me out of the forest, you know? Because there was, I mean, you know, business owners can go in and they can, you know, they can make a lot of bad decisions, you know, poor judgment, you know, lose money, do a lot of those things, but it's not necessary. If everyone knew that they had basically a way to get out of those situations by just, you know, reshaping the way that they think and looking at things from a different point of view, they would all do it.
But yes.
Not everyone does. And it even took me a while to get to that point because I say, you know, I can handle it. I had certain things working in my favor, you know, and everything sort of looked good on paper. But in actuality, it didn't look good on paper, you know.
And, you know, the truth is that a lot of the times, even when we know that change is for our own good, that we know that it's a positive thing and we're trying and we're striving for something more, there's still that fear, that scariness that kind of creeps in and goes, ooh, you know, I don't know. This still feels like a risk. This still feels scary.
Yeah.
And I know that you, obviously, you've come this far, Chris, that you've overcome many of those instances throughout where you felt the fear of change, but you did it anyway. You went forward anyway. I'd love to hear from you for Clean Nation. What would be one piece of advice that you would give to our listeners? If they're in a position where they know they want to change, they know they need to change even, but that next step feels scary to them, what advice would you give them from your perspective?
Well, you know, I've learned recently, it's one of the things I told you, I always have an open mind. I'm an optimist about a lot of things.
Yes.
But the one thing that I grappled with for years was fear. And it kept me so limited that I started to realize what could my life have looked like if I had the courage, if I had the wherewithal, if I had the know-how to lean into things rather than fall back from them. And so, you know, if you're at a place where you feel as though I'm on the fence, I'm not sure, just swing for the fence, man. I have to be honest with you, swing for the fence because you only get a chance to live one time. And the one thing I don't want to do is to live my life and then have more regrets than I do friends standing around me at the end. And that is not a pleasant sight, you know, but I want to make sure that I'm living my full life because the better I am, the happier I am, the happier other ones around me are as well. So I'd like to be, you know, like I said, I just want to be a beacon. You know, I haven't done everything right, not by any means, but that's not to say that, you know, and this is what one of the things that I stand on, you know, my time is valuable and my time tomorrow will be more valuable than it is today because I have less of it. So whatever I have less of, I'm going to try to put as much into it as I can, meaning my life.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how long we'll be here, but I want to make every day count. So, yeah, I don't care about fear anymore. I don't care about, you know, I really don't because I can, you know, you can work for someone 30, 40, 50 years. I've seen it happen and quit tomorrow and you're replaced tomorrow.
Right.
And that's just about as much value as you brought to that system. So enjoy your life and do something that you feel good about.
And, you know, that's such great advice. It's such great advice, Chris, for everyone who's out there wanting more, really having that vision and knowing that they deserve better, that they but are feeling that fear. And I love what you said, that when you live in that space where there's, where you succumb to fear and you hold back or you fall back rather than lean in and swing for the fences, as you said, I love that, swing for the fences, you miss out. And the worst thing is regret, right? The worst thing we can have is regret. So I just want to say, I want to add a little bit that being a mindset coach myself, like I see this so often. And one of the ways I express it is everything you want in life, in business, in anything that you're endeavoring is just outside your comfort zone.
Just outside. So
as long as you stay in that fear zone, in that comfort zone of I'm afraid, so I'm going to contract, you will always feel like you've missed out on something. And you don't want to have FOMO of your life. Right. In your own life.
No, absolutely not.
That's definitely not what we want for you either, Clean Nation. So, Chris, I'm going to ask you one last question. If you had to give one tip, one, maybe even dispel a myth or a misunderstanding about this industry, like, you know, people tend to get it wrong. What would that be? What would that advice be? And what do you think people misunderstand in this business?
Well, I think one of the things that people misunderstand is that, and I've said this to a lot of people, this industry is one of the most thriving and needed industries in the world. There's not a business out there that does not need cleaning of some sort. The market, you can never corner this market. I'll say that to you. So there's an opportunity for everyone to get in. I encourage everyone, do what you like to do. Do what makes you feel good. You know, surround yourself with people who feel like you, who think like you, and get out there and do it. There's more room than you can imagine. You know, I could get 100 new clients in the next 30, 40 days. But guess what? There'll still be another 100, 200, 300, 400 more. Yes. But you know, so there's plenty of room for everybody. Yes. Please get in while you can.
I love it. I love that. And that, what a great set of frame. That's mindset frame. When you say to yourself, you know what? There's a land of opportunity. There's so much opportunity. We're swimming in seas of opportunity out here.
Absolutely.
That sure is a whole lot different than when we tell ourselves the disempowered story of nobody wants to work and nobody wants to hire me. And you know, it's hard and competition and, you know, all that. We call it monkey mind around here, monkey mind stories.
I've suffered from that.
That steal from you. They steal your opportunity. So thank you so much. I love that, Chris. You've been amazing. I appreciate you coming on and sharing with Clean Nation. And listen, if you're out there right now listening in, Clean Nation, and you're at the point where you're like, you know what, like Chris, maybe you've experienced some success, but you're like, I'm hitting my head on the same wall. I'm hitting my head on the same ceiling, and you want more. You're going to swing for those fences, right? You're going to swing for that fence. We would love to help you. We are here to support you. And we have amazing clients like Chris already in the program, waiting to be part of that community with you. If you'd like to talk to us, we have coaches who are excited to get to know you and talk to you and see what that might look like. So all you need to do is go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a call. It's just one of those things where it's super simple. And if this is your time, you know it, you feel it, just do it. So just Chris, any parting last words for Clean Nation?
Just do it. Don't have any regrets. You will appreciate this. This will add so much value to what you're doing. It'll give you so much clarity and thought. And at the end of the day, you'll have more time to spend with your loved ones. You'll have less work to do and more money. Sounds like a lot of trips coming in on the forecast.
That sounds pretty amazing. I will just leave it at that. I can't even do better than that. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you on the other side. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.